ओम शांति। This series of meditations is intended to help you move into a deepening awareness of your true self. The commentary leads the mind inwards and then pauses to allow you time to develop the meditation further or to recall the same thoughts. We are so used to seeing ourselves as bodily beings. But let us think about this. Am I really just this physical body of flesh and bones? Or is there something more to me than this? This body, made up of matter, can it think? Can it feel? The body is perishable. It can be destroyed. So, is this really what I am? Something simply that will one day just finish. My consciousness tells me that surely there must be something more to me than this. Sitting quietly, I can feel an energy pulsating behind the eyes, like a spiritual energy emanating from the center of the forehead. I feel very light. I experience light. I feel as if my form is light itself. I am a tiny point of light, a star, an eternal being, pure consciousness. And within this form of light, I experience that I have thoughts. And so, where do these thoughts come from? Let us observe for a moment. As I observe my thoughts, I discover that they are scattering in all directions. They're not peaceful. They're not calm. My intellect may try to say that these thoughts are calm, but I'm feeling that they are not stabilized at all. But let me try. If I have good thoughts about the eternal self, about my form of light, I can experience that my thoughts, for a moment at least, can be calm. They can be stabilized. I realize that I am the creator of my thoughts. I can create bad thoughts or good thoughts. The good thoughts are ones that bring about a feeling of calmness. Let me look deeply into myself, into my deepest nature. I see that I am, in essence, a peaceful being. There is a feeling of inner peace, which at moments like this, naturally seem to emanate from within. Going deeper into the self, away from the world, I experience a beautiful silence. Silence that is beyond sound, beyond words. A silence that I've never really been aware of before. And in this experience of silence, the mind isn't rushing, but it flows smoothly and easily. In this calmness, in this consciousness of being a dot, the form of light, I also discover that there are feelings, there are habits. I can see that there have been habits in the past of anger, depression, worry, criticism, even tension. And so, what is it that has created these habits, which are apparently so difficult to shake off? In this consciousness, I now begin to understand that habits are really formed as I feel and act through this body. Each action has left an impression within me, this impression being hidden. And yet, how many actions have occurred throughout my existence? How many hidden impressions lay dormant within the soul, ready to appear at any moment? I see how I have allowed myself to be affected by the reactions of others. I have allowed myself to be affected by their nature, by the vibrations and emotions of others. But I know I can change these habits, these impressions. I can remain peaceful, coming back to a nature that is filled with peace, with love, with purity. And so, what is the seed of action? I can see now. The seed is simply thought. Let me first change the thoughts so that my actions that follow will also change. And then surely the impressions resulting from these actions, they too will change. And with these hidden impressions changed, I will be able to remain peaceful, even whilst in action. And then with these reactions, surely then I will be able to relate to others in a peaceful, natural way. Thought itself is action, which leaves an impression, a habit, somewhere installed within me. And so let the action of thought now create the hidden impressions that form my habits. The hidden impressions are there within that tiny little point of light. They are there at peace. Peaceful thoughts that created them are also there. All there within that tiny point, that living dot of energy, of light. The intellect, the force which decided to create peace within me, that too is there within the tiny living star. I now focus all that thought upon that star, and gradually I realize that star is me. I am that tiny living dot of light, dwelling within the physical costume of this body. My impressions, my thoughts, my decisions, all have now become peaceful and loving.
Thank you.
in this state of peace. In this consciousness of being the tiny point of light, I wonder, where have I come from? Where am I going? Let me go even deeper into myself. Perhaps a memory will be awakened. In this calmness, in this peace, a feeling begins to come over me. I feel as if I am being pulled into another dimension. It's as if I'm floating. A feeling of elation comes over me. I'm feeling a warmth and glow. And I'm rising up out of the body and beyond the pull of the earth. Beyond the pull of the world and everything in it. I'm floating higher and higher. And I experience as if I'm coming into an ocean of golden red light. This ocean of light seems limitless. It goes on and on. So vast that I cannot see the end. And within this light, there is calmness, silence, security. It's such a total silence that my whole being is merged within that stillness. I feel so safe, so comfortable. It feels as if I belong here. Is this maybe where I've come from this pure, peaceful region? I swim, I move around in this ocean of silence. I'm basking in the waves of the stillness. My being totally filled. Why did I think that I belonged down there? Down there where there's so much action, so much noise. Surely this is where I belong. This is where I feel most comfortable. As I move around, experiencing this dimension, I am awakening a memory the memory of living in the consciousness of being simply the soul, the point of light. And now, once again, I feel as if I have slipped into this unlimited consciousness. And suddenly, it's as if a veil has been removed from my eyes. And I see all others. They too are souls. And if I belong here, then surely they too must also belong here. There is a feeling that the whole world is a family. My family. A family of souls, all living together. We've all come from the same place. From the same home. Yes, it is a home. A home, a place of rest, a place of comfort. At last, there is no more confusion. It's as if I've been caged like a bird, and suddenly I've been let free, and I'm flying, and my wings are stretching out, and I'm soaring upwards. I look down and see the world far, far below. Not only do I feel this state of peace, but I feel the freedom, a state of liberation, a state of bliss. And in this experience, I'm suddenly aware of a light. A silent, yet powerful light. It is even brighter than all the other lights. A tiny point of light that draws me to itself. I'm not afraid. There is a feeling of love, of closeness. I recognize this to be the Supreme Soul. My Supreme Mother, Father, my companion. In this recognition, I am being pulled closer and closer. I'm so restful, so happy, so blissful. Have found this one's company once again. the waves of love, of peace emanating from this soul, wash over me and cleanse me. Time passes. I know not how long. And now gradually, I feel myself descending once again through this dimension, falling, floating down like a feather. And once more, I see the world, this time in its beauty and splendor. I feel myself once more in this body, only now it's different. I feel recharged, refreshed. Let me now become an instrument to radiate that peace that I've experienced. For really, I am a peaceful soul. Om Shanti.